This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk dogs, guys. Our buddy Mike Griffith is here from Dog Nation. And Mike, we know it's a big week. I think the first thing I want to get from you is, what happened last week with this game with Austin Peay? It was disjointed. But then also, can Georgia overcome a slow start against the Vols? Because you can't come out and have that start on Saturday against Tennessee.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think Kirby kind of turned that into a glorified scrimmage. I mean, we know – We know Mike Bobo and that offense wasn't doing a lot with motions or shifts or really doing anything to try to free some things up or create anything. They sure didn't want to, you know, do anything dangerous to turn the ball over. I mean, ball security is kind of at a premium for Gunner. That's what he offers you, right? This is why you've got him there. He's supposed to be the stable guy that doesn't turn it over, that keeps you out of bad situations. And so far, you know, he hasn't thrown an interception and he hasn't taken a sack. So not a lot of explosive plays, but a very careful, efficient offense. I think you're going to see that change largely because of the way I think Tennessee will play him. I don't think Tennessee's going to be playing three deep. I think they're going to come up closer to the line and try to force Georgia to punt so they get their offense on the field.
Well, with Ricky Gibson out with the injury and McCoy still got an ACL, we were talking about yesterday, Mike, their secondary is banged up. So if you can, you know, I don't know how Bobo goes about it, whether establishing the run, going play action, but shouldn't this be where Zach Branch and Noah Thomas and to a lesser extent Dylan Bell and those guys, they tee off. And then we get back to we were mussing and fussing over two meaningless games, and now Georgia's offense goes vertical in Knoxville.
Well, you know, theoretically, but, you know, you've got to be able to run the ball effectively to set up those play-action plays. I'm just not sure that Gunnar Stockton's going to sit back there in the shotgun and pick anybody apart in Dan Marino fashion. I think that's why Kirby wants to get that run game established and, get that defense in compromised situations where they're in run-pass conflict. And as long as you're on schedule and you're dealing with 2nd and 5 and 3rd and 2 and 3rd and 3, it's hard to predict what you're going to do. And so that's why the balance is so important and why Kirby's hammered that point home. Now, you mentioned the injuries in the Tennessee secondary, but I don't think those guys have played. So they got a couple guys back there that have played a couple games. And, you know, if you want to talk about injuries, Georgia's offensive line's got a couple guys out. So to me, I think that's going to be really important if Ernest Green in particular plays at right tackle.
We're talking with Mike Griffith, guys. Dog Nation, follow him. Dogs, Vols up in Knoxville. It is a 3.5-point game as Georgia heads up there. As we talk about the defense, the one thing that Kirby's been able to do in these matchups and why he's dominated Josh Heupel up to this point, Kirby's made the adjustments defensively. And Mike, what is that adjustment in this game? The one thing, like every year Kirby goes, you know, they're explosive and they throw the ball, but they run the ball, and people don't look at Tennessee that way. And then Georgia takes the run away. Is it similar this season?
A little bit. I would say this, though. I think some of Tennessee's rushing statistics are a little misleading. A lot of times you think about how Tennessee's gotten big lead on teams, and maybe you're able to run the ball when you're leading. I'm not sure I'm really convinced that Tennessee does a great job dictating the run. I don't think about them running over Georgia. I know Sampson had 100 yards last year, but I think Georgia's done a pretty good job of taking that run away and dictating, keeping them in down and distance situations where the defense has been able to load up a little bit and put pressure on them. And I think that that's been pretty important. So I think more than anything else, I think Georgia's going to have to keep that run game in check so that they can keep Tennessee in down and distance situations where they can get an edge rush and produce some turnovers. You know, a second ago I was talking about Gunnar Stockton not turning the ball over. I didn't know this stat. This will blow you away. Georgia has not thrown an interception against Tennessee since 2017. I believe that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks for the jinx.
Don't turn it over. Kirby, yeah, they play clean.
That's right.
Right. And as we said, man, it's kind of like the reversal of when Philip Fulmer was running roughshod over, you know, Ray Goff and Jim Donnan, and then eventually Rick got things turned around. It's going the other way. Talking with Mike Griffith, guys, from Dog Nation. We'll be up at Twin Peaks, guys, exit 1. That's the store in East Ridge, Tennessee, if you're heading up to Knoxville. Dukes and Bell are not nationwide, Carl, statewide.
Statewide.
Join the party, pal. As far as, you know, that line, Mike, as you just kind of touched on, it's the weird game, the lightning delay. But, I mean, it's still an inferior opponent that you're struggling moving the football against. So do you think that the offensive line, I mean, it's always the center point, but is that going to be the key? Georgia, do they have the offensive line? And Stacy Searles, did he get enough depth for guys to be able to push the line, especially when you get to the elite competition? Now you're in SEC play.
Yeah, I think you just nailed it. I think that's going to be the key to the game. I mean, they're going to have to get a little bit of a push. And, you know, say this, and it sounds like such an excuse, but I believe this, and I've seen this happen. But sometimes when you play these FCS schools and they've got smaller defensive linemen, the trade-off is those guys are kind of quick, and they're able to get in the gaps. And if you're not doing a lot to get those guys out of their gaps with motions and shifts, it can be kind of tough. And I'm not so sure that, you know, Kirby really wanted to have a ton of success. It was almost like he wanted to create some adversity. Like I said, he wanted that scrimmage situation. He didn't want the blowout. Two completely different philosophies. Obviously, right. Tennessee wants to score, you know, well, go figure. You know, Josh Heupel's, you know, former national championship quarterback, Heisman Trophy runner-up, and, you know, Kirby, the defensive coach, former All-SEC safety, team captain at Georgia. You know, he wants to play to his defensive strengths, and I kind of feel like that's what he wants to do Saturday. He wants to make sure they don't turn the ball over, keep good field position, make Tennessee drive the length of the field. You know, I think it was just a few years ago in the 38-10. Matter of fact, last time Georgia was up there in Neyland Stadium, I want to say Tennessee might have crossed midfield 5 times, but they only got 10 points. And that's the gamble Kirby takes. He says, you know, I don't think they can drive the length of the field. He thinks Georgia can turn them over. He thinks that Georgia can make those fourth down stops. And until Tennessee forces him out of his comfort zone, I think this offense is going to plod a little bit and be conservative and work more on being efficient and hope for the explosive play. Hope that Zachariah Branch can shake somebody in the open field or that Dwight Phillips Jr., you know, shows off that elite speed on the perimeter.
Mike, what's up with the tight end room? Dogs did not have a tight end record a catch in Saturday's game.
What's up with that?
Scrimmage or not. I mean, I don't care what kind of environment you're trying to create. First time in 4 years. What's up with this group?
I mean, Kirby's got him grounded. You know, every time we talk to him about it, he keeps saying, I don't see anybody break a tackle. I mean, he's telling us that, look, you guys want the ball. You got to do something with the ball in your hands. And he says he hasn't seen a tight end break a tackle this year. Now, I did ask him about not having a catch, and I think that was the first time since the 2021 Arkansas game that Georgia didn't have a tight end make a catch in the game. But he said, now, there were times that the tight end was the primary target. So, you know, whether Gunner just got through the progression and didn't like what he saw or the ball didn't get delivered where it was supposed to. So it's not like it wasn't called, but it is a departure from what we expected and certainly a departure from when you had Brock Bowers. So we'll see if Lawson Lucky can get it going. You know, Jaden Riddell's the guy they've kind of kept quiet. You wonder if Maybe this is one of the cards up Kirby's sleeve. We know what he can do. We saw him in the spring game. You know, Josh Heupel, he's got to be pulling his hair out. He's looking at this film of Marshall and Austin Peay, and he's shaking his head. And he's telling his coaches, guys, they're not this bad. They're not going to be this bad. He's got more than this.
Right. I agree. Well, that's what we said. We said it, I think, on Monday's show. This is going to be the greatest sandbagging job in Kirby's coaching career, and they're going to blow it up. Real quick, Mike, the most important stuff, the numbers. Georgia now a 4.5-point favorite. And I got a feeling, I know if the things work that we were talking about work, the over is the play. But right now, you look at the over-under, it's at 49.5. And I just wonder, is the under the play in this game? Because it's hard to see over the first couple of weeks this offense doing the things we want it to do. Yeah. Or is it a sucker bet and they cover this over easy in the third quarter?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd stay so far away from this game, but I'm with you. It almost looks too easy, doesn't it? You know, what do these guys know that we don't know? And sometimes these games, they go completely off script. You know, maybe special teams, maybe turnovers, maybe a blowout, maybe a team jumps out to a big lead early and the other team comes back. And you would hope Georgia's the team out front because the offense has not shown that they can be very explosive. And by the way, Tennessee has scored first in the last five meetings, believe it or not. So, and still Georgia's still won every game by double digits. You know, Kirby's got a comfort zone here. You know he's still pissed off that he never beat Tennessee as a player. It bothers him. It just does. You just know it does. He's angry. He got asked about it. Hey, what about that interception you had against Peyton May? I don't want to hear we lost. That's all he did. We lost. That's not a good memory. But as a coach in SEC coaching gear, you know, the guy's what, 16-0? I mean, 8-0 at Tennessee. He's 8-1 against Tennessee as a coach. And at Alabama, I think he was 8-0 as Saban's assistant there. So, and then he's never lost in Neyland Stadium as a coach, either at Alabama or Georgia. I think he's 8-0. That's the 8-0 stat. So, you know, Kirby's got a comfort zone for Tennessee. I think he gets his guys fired up. And I think it's going to be a completely different environment because, yeah, Georgia played at Sanford Stadium. But Marshall's Marshall. And there were several thousand students missing. And then the lightning delay just sucked the life right out of that crowd. I mean, there was nobody there after that delay. So now they're going to come out of a tunnel in front of 102,000 people on Saturday, and that place is going to be raucous. I think that the adrenaline will go up, and we'll find out a lot more about what this Georgia team really is.
Mike Griffith, great job as always, breaking it down for us. We know you'll be up there, and we look forward to watching and seeing how this plays out and being up there as well. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Mike, thanks so much.
Can't wait, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
You got it. Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. Over-under is 49.5.
You think over.
27-24. I mean, puts you over easy. I mean, doesn't that seem easy? That sounds easy. Weather's going to be right. Not like you have to worry about rain or anything.
But he's right. Tennessee scores. I'm not saying this is what's going to happen. And then because Georgia has the better coach, they adjust.
Right.
And in the second half, Tennessee doesn't do anything offensively, and all of a sudden they've scored 13 points.
Right, and it's 49-30.
16 points.
Right.
And you're going, they're averaging 38 a game. What's going on? That's Georgia. That's Kirby. We'll see what happens. I am intrigued. And by the way, Vegas is more right than they are wrong on these things.
Yeah, Georgia's up to 4.5, so the number is getting a little more money on Georgia right now. We'll talk about this. You know, we'll do picks tomorrow.
All right.
Unless you got a feeling about tonight's game.
I do, but I'm
Commanders and the Packers.
I'm afraid, but you know what? If it was just money line, I'd tell you it's all Packers. But if we're picking the spread, you know what? Screw it. Put me down for the Packers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I got you. I knew I was going to get you because Matt LaFleur.
Put me down for the Packers.
Matt LaFleur humiliated Dan Quinn's Cowboys defense
in
the playoffs 2 years ago.
I'm going to get back on the right track tonight.
Carl, you do not have to fold to peer pressure.
No. I'm on the right track tonight. Yeah. I'm getting back on the right track. Put me down, Day-Day.
Get those Packers in there. What's that number? 4.5?
It's 3.5.
Let me double check that.
Let's okay, it's 3.5. Would you stop trying to run the numbers up?
Well, let's double check before we go to broadcast.
We're coming back. We're live at Buffalo's Cafe and Coming. It's Dukes and Bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.